it's worth saying something at the same time as talking about trying to find connection with other people's experiences and trying to acknowledge your own responsibility in relation to other people's experiences. It's also one of the things that comes to mind when I think about addressing these issues is the difficulty of addressing other people's experiences, you know, because and I've been both questioned and supported by people who have been through traumatic experiences. One person who said to me, "What's your right to do this?" You know, and another person who said, "I'm glad you're doing this." And so it's really where's the ethics to that, and how do you do that? You know, because there's a couple of things come to mind. It will be easy to use other people's experiences to the benefit of your own work and your own career and your own. And I think that is what's interesting about artists in Northern Ireland while the conflict was on. It was never about that. You know, they were addressing a very immediate situation to them. And I think that's worth considering in Europe now when you talk about going to Eastern Europe, maybe where there are violent situations and so on. And maybe even going to asylum centres, or you think about France, Calais, and you think, you know, that these are very immediate experiences that demand a response immediately. But then some of us are not in those red hot situations, and we're trying to address them from elsewhere, and it would be easy just to use them in a comfortable way and progress as an artist. So how do you address these things without doing that, without simply using them, so that's a question. And so when you ask about how do I deal with these areas or think about these areas, that's a big one for me. And then another question is about the quality of work and how important that is, that when you're making work about something about trauma, and you haven't had significant trauma in your own life, how do you do that? And where's your right to do that? And where are the problems and the pitfalls and the and for me, one of those things is about quality of work, that it's equally as important to make good work that addresses an issue as it is just to address the issue. The worst thing that could happen would be that you would make something that's not very good, and that's just not good enough. It's just not. And then I'm not saying that I have that my work is always successful. Of course, it's not. You know, but you have to try. The worst thing that could happen would be someone would see your work, not be moved by it, not connect with it, and then your work becomes a reason that someone doesn't address. So this is another question. So there's lots of questions raised by, you know, dealing with issues of power, memory, trauma, and the body as a site in which these things can be found or explored or addressed, you know, because so many of us haven't had these violent experiences and shouldn't want them, if that makes sense, you know. But this also raises another question about performance, because, you know, people make performances where they hurt themselves, and there's many questions of ethics and how. I've never done that intentionally, but I've seen people do that very well, and I've seen people do it really badly. There's many questions. You know, I think it's very, very complex, and it's not only about, I suppose what I'm trying to say, it's not only about the subject matter. You know, and that's the real thing about your body as a place in which these things can be explore. There's many questions about the